Manuscript Releases, Volume 16, Numbers 1186 to 1235. MR Number 1214. To the Church in Brother Hastings' House, written from Paris, Maine, November 27, 1850. To the Church in Brother Hastings' House. The Hastings family lived at New Ipswich, New Hampshire, about 60 miles northwest of Boston. I have neglected writing you for some time. I will now give my reasons. First, I had no time to write for weeks after I received Sister Arabella's kind and welcome letter, or I should have complied with her request to have answered it within 2 weeks. I liked the letter very much. We were all interested in the letter, and hope my delay will not prevent you from answering this as soon as you read it, and I will not wait so long next time. James's and my health is quite good now. Our home is in Paris, at Brother Andrew's, within a few steps of the post office and printing office. We shall stay here some little time. This is a very kind family, yet quite poor. Everything here is free as far as they have. We do not think it right to be any expense to them while here. I want to see you all very much, and dear Sister Gorham. Our conference at Topsham was one of deep interest. 28 were present. All took part in the meeting. Sunday, the power of God came upon us like a mighty rushing wind. All arose upon their feet and praised God with a loud voice. It was something as it was when the foundation of the house of God was laid. The voice of weeping could not be told from the voice of shouting. It was a triumphant time. All were strengthened and refreshed. I never witnessed such a powerful time before. Our next conference was in Fairhaven. Brother Bates and wife were present. It was quite a good meeting. On our return to Brother Nichols, the Lord gave me a vision and showed me that the truth must be made plain upon tables, and it would cause many to decide for the truth by the three angels' messages, with the two former being made plain upon tables. I also saw it was as necessary for the paper to be published as for the messengers to go. For the messengers need a paper to carry with them, containing present truth, to put in the hands of those that hear, and then the truth would not fade from the mind, and that the paper would go where the messengers could not go. Other things I saw which will appear in the paper. How do you all get along? Are you all striving for eternal life? I want to see you very, very much, and think I shall before long. Now is the preparation time, and I hope we shall all make sure work for eternity. Time looks very short, and what we do, we must do quickly. November 20th, 1 week ago, Brother Henry Nichols and self went to Topsham. We had just risen from the dinner table Thursday, November 21st, when one of Brother Foy's children came in and said their mother was insensible. We hastened over the river 1 mile and found our dear Sister Foy dying. My distress was great as I found she did not know me. She continued long in great distress until between 3 and 4 o'clock, and then breathed her last. She has left a husband and 3 children to mourn their loss. Friday morning, November 22nd, Brother Henry came to Paris for James to shave him to attend the funeral. We had a very solemn, interesting time. The Lord did not leave us, but let His Spirit rest upon us. Sister Foy's last days were decidedly her most spiritual and best days. Brother Foy has this to console him, that she died a Christian. He bears up well. God gives him grace to endure the affliction. Oh, how good it is to have a hope in God that will sustain in all scenes of trial and affliction. Praise God for a hope, a good hope. What would you, any of you, Give for your hope. Hold fast the faith. Be strong in God and lean upon His everlasting arm. It will never fail you, but will bear you up under every affliction. I hope you will all grow stronger and stronger in the truth. Do not falter, but press your way to the kingdom. 1 week ago, last Sabbath, we had a very interesting meeting. Brother Hewitt from Dead River was there. He came with a message to the effect that the destruction of the wicked and the sleep of the dead was an abomination within a shut door that a woman, Jezebel, a prophetess, had brought in, and he believed that I was that woman, Jezebel. We told him of some of his errors in the past, that the 1,335 days were ended, and numerous errors of his. It had but little effect. His darkness was felt upon the meeting, and it dragged. I felt that I must say a few words. In the name of Jesus, I got up, and in about 5 minutes, the meeting changed. Everyone felt it at the same instant. Every countenance was lighted up. The presence of God filled the place. Brother Hewitt dropped upon his knees and began to cry and pray. I was taken off in vision and saw much that I cannot write. It had a great effect upon Brother Hewitt. He confessed it was of God and was humbled in the dust. He has been writing ever since that meeting and is now writing from the same table, renouncing all his errors that he has advanced. I believe God is bringing him up, and he is calculated to do good if God moves through him. Much love to dear Sister Gorham. Tell her to be strong. God is with her, and he will not leave her. Much love to you all. I hope the children will not get sleepy, but will be interested in the truth and be diligent to make their calling and election sure. Write, be sure and write, and do not do as I have done. I love you, all of you. Write. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., September 2nd, 1986. Entire letter.